Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. Here's what we're talking about on today's John Morris Show.
Leads the break ahead to Maceo. Oh! Behind the back to Mark Vinyl, who jams it. What a play. Assist Maceo Teague. Vinyl with the dunk that gets the crowd on their feet.
Yeah, the sixth man is ignited. What a play.
This is college basketball. If you never know anything about college basketball, check the scores every night in the parity, and you will see upsets in it, because there's so many transfers, there's so many ones and done, there's 353 schools, there's so many people playing college basketball. Trust me, I wish it was only 7 or 8 or 10 good teams and we could win every game by 30 or 40. But I know you like exciting games, and I know I lose hair for it. So keep coming. We really appreciate you.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Counting down, and there's the buzzer. Lady Bears win again. Tough one, 54-40 over Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas, to go to 10-0 in conference, 21-1 on the year. 54-40, the final.
I'm impressed y'all stayed to watch that ugly stuff. That's terrible, wasn't it? Both teams. 54-40.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Monday. Glad you're with us. Highlight cuts courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Men's basketball win over Oklahoma State on Saturday, 78-70. Now back in action tonight, headed to Austin to play UT tonight. We'll talk about that. Women's highlight cut from Baylor Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, Lady Bears win 54-40 over Kansas State on Saturday. Heard Coach Mulkey in there, not too pleased with the performance, but a win nonetheless on the road for the Lady Bears. They're back in action Wednesday at home against TCU. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. We'll talk about all that. Look at the Big 12 from the weekend and preview the Baylor men versus UT tonight. Another quick turnaround from Saturday to Monday, but we'll look at that, and we'll be in Austin tonight. Texas, Garrett had a 16-point lead on Texas Tech on Saturday, leading by 16 on their home floor. And here comes Tech storming back, and they win the game over the Longhorns.
You see that a lot this year. I've seen a lot of teams that aren't able to just finish the game out for whatever reason, and Tech is one of those teams that you definitely want to put away if you have them down, and because they can come back. Like you see, at any given moment, they're a really solid team, and yeah, that's not a good look for Texas, but that's kind of been how they've been all year, is just up and down and really inconsistent.
Yeah, you know, finishing a team off is easier said than done a lot of times, you know. Baylor's game against Oklahoma State on Saturday, I mean, that was tough. Oklahoma State played really hard. Mm-hmm. They played really well. They out-rebounded Baylor twice this year. Oklahoma State has out-rebounded Baylor, and only four other times has Baylor been out-rebounded all year.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time Baylor dominates on the inside. You see that. They have the bigs to do it, and Oklahoma State's just one of those teams that matches up well with them, and a lot of the times that's how it is in basketball, is you might have a superior team or whatever, but the matchups are key, and, you know, if you have a bad matchup, that's how you end up losing a game, and Baylor was able to hold them off, but when you look at the score and the box score, Oklahoma State essentially won the second half.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, it was so what was it at halftime? 9-point lead, right?
Yeah,
9-point Baylor lead at halftime, and the Bears end up winning by 8. So, but a win nonetheless.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter if it's 1 point or if it's 20 points. It was a win for Baylor. Unfortunate, and there were so many foul calls in that game and so many free throws. Oklahoma State was whistled for 31 fouls, 31, 20 against Baylor.
Free throws, let's see, 22, 55 free throws in the game by the two teams combined. And even at that, Baylor almost shot themselves in the foot because they were not very good shooting free throws.
They've struggled with that.
They really have.
That's an area that they really got to address because I can catch up with them in the future
Absolutely.
And cost them a game.
Yeah. I mean, you come down to a 1 or 2 point game and free throws a lot of times are the difference. Baylor was 20 of 33 shooting free throws, and that was hitting – I want to say 8 of their last 9 to get to that point.
And it's got to be the fatigue. It's finally catching up with them because they're playing a lot of these games back-to-back, and then how their schedule is set up. You got a home game, one day of rest, and then you're taking a road game, and it's not easy.
Yeah. So 78-70 was the final on Saturday. Mike Boynton, the Oklahoma State head coach, by the end of the game, he'd had enough. He had 4 of his guys foul out. Another one, Lindy Waters, had 4 personal fouls. And he got a technical, and then he got another technical. Mm-hmm. So he was ejected from the game with 2 technicals. But the way he left the floor, I don't think I've ever seen this before. So, again, you could kind of understand, even our fans, I think, understood, can't blame him for complaining, about all the foul calls. And so he gets a second technical. He starts off the bench toward the locker room, kind of going across the court, dissecting the court. Maceo Teague is standing at the free throw line. He was there to shoot the technical free throws. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of that, I think he shot the first one. And then in the middle of that, then Boynton gets the second technical free throw. So he walks, he's kind of walking right behind him going off the court. And he stops and reaches back and kind of pats him on the back, which was nice. And then he stops completely and goes directly over to the Baylor bench and shook hands with Coach Drew and Coach Tang and all the assistant coaches and every player walking down our bench and then left the court. I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
No, a lot of the times the coach is just going to exit and storm off, but that's a lot of class, and that's one of those mutual respect things. And in a game like that, you're going to get frustrated with it because that kills the momentum of the game. That just deflates everything. And you as a ref, I know you got to do your job, but sometimes just let the kids play.
Yeah.
And tempers are going to boil and everything, and he just handled it. I think he handled it well, honestly, as best as you could.
I do, too. And he was very classy in the post-game comments. He was very, to me, he was not out of control. A lot of times, probably most times, when you see a head coach get 2 technical fouls, get ejected, they are just going bonkers. I mean, they have completely lost it. But I thought he was very much under control and very measured. And after the game, very measured in his comments, even after being ejected from the game.
I think that's just a reflection of his character. He's a high character guy, and you see it in a situation like that.
And it's got to be frustrating. I mean, Oklahoma State is not that bad. They're 11-12. They're 1-9 in the conference, 1-9, and they are not that bad. Mm-mm. So it's got to be frustrating to him to see, to be going through that for his guys. And, there's part of it is, standing up for his guys, standing up to the officials. But, he was, I think everybody that heard him and saw that left with a great measure of respect for Mike Boynton.
I think that's also a learning point. You could teach is to teach your kids to have, respect and character in a moment like that and handle adversity, because you can either handle adversity bad, and have a situation like we had in Kansas, or you can handle it good and have something like this where we're talking positive.
Good point. Yeah, very good point. So, end of the day, Baylor wins over Oklahoma State. It was about a 2.5-hour game, too. With all those free throws. I don't know if I said this on the air, but Pat and I were talking about it. This is like a West Virginia game, and West Virginia wasn't involved.
Gosh.
And now West Virginia comes to town this Saturday.
Yeah.
So, be prepared for more of the same.
I hope not. I just let them play, man. Nobody wants to come to a game to watch a free throw contest.
I know, but that's the way, the way West Virginia plays.
I know it.
Sometimes I think their philosophy is just foul and just press and foul and let the referees get tired of calling fouls.
It's a thing. It's a mental thing, because you start messing with the people taking their mind out of the traditionally what they'll do. And it can work.
So Baylor wins over Oklahoma State. Now 21-1 on the season, 20 straight victories. Let that sink in. 20 straight wins for this Baylor basketball team. And number one in the nation in the polls. I guess they're out today, but if they stay number one, and I think they will, this is the 4th week Baylor has been number one. That ties Gonzaga for the longest stretch at number one by any school this season. because remember we've had mm-hmm. seven different teams at number yeah. one, the most since 1983, and now this week would be the fourth week at number one for Baylor.
Y'all are getting spoiled getting to call these victories.
I know we are. Believe me, we know it. So 78-70, Bears win. Elsewhere around the Big 12 on Saturday, let me pull this up here. Texas, who Baylor plays tonight, they had a 16-point lead on Tech and lost by 5. 62-57 was the final score. That was in Austin on Saturday. Oklahoma got a big win at home over West Virginia. 69-59. That was very big win for Oklahoma for their NCAA tournament mm-hmm. hopes. They needed a really signature win like that. Gets them to 5-5 on the year. West Virginia, I mean, they're a really good team. They're 6-4 in the league.
Aren't they still? They haven't won a road game, right? They struggle.
Let me look.
I believe we talked about that last week.
I know
week.
All four. So in conference, they're 5-0 at home. They're 1-4 on the road.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yep.
For whatever reason, they just can't put it together.
On the season, for the whole season, they're 12-0 at home. They're 3-5 in road games. But, yeah, you're right. Their four conference losses mm-hmm. have all come on the road. Tech with the win, they are 6-4. Those two teams tied for third in the conference. West Virginia, I heard Bob Huggins say after the game, so they lose by 10 on the road. He said, in his Huggins style, "We missed 22 shots from 2 feet or closer to the basket."
Yeah.
22 shots.
That's not good at all. You see that a lot
How
of the
do you
time
do
from
that?
I know you see that a lot of the time from 3-point, but when you're that close, you've got to make
no,
it.
From 2 feet or closer. So that is a big win for Oklahoma, knocking off West Virginia in Norman. Kansas won earlier in the day over TCU. TCU made it interesting late. They got to within 4 points in the second half, got as close as 4. And then, blink of an eye, Kansas is mm-hmm. back up by 15, and they win by 14. So KU stays a game back of Baylor. They're 9-1 in the conference. Baylor is 10-0. We told you about the Baylor win over Oklahoma State. The nightcap was Iowa State over Kansas State. Iowa State jumped out to a 21-2 lead in that game at home. But then it got tight, got closer, but Iowa State wins by 10, 73-63. So Iowa State, you know, and Iowa State, you think about them, I mean, that's a pretty good team, right?
Yeah.
They're a pretty good team. They're going to beat some people. They're 3-7 in conference. Kansas State is not a bad team. They are 2-8. Oklahoma State, we saw them Saturday. Saw what they can do. They're 1-9 in conference play.
Traditionally, we see all of those teams usually make good runs and deep runs into the conference.
Yeah.
And even in March Madness, they'll make some runs.
Yeah.
So it's uncharacteristic.
So, and then Texas with the loss and TCU with the loss, they're 4-6 in the conference. So that's the way things shake out as of play today. Tonight, there's two games. Big Monday from Austin, it is Baylor and Texas coming up tonight, 8 o'clock on the air at 7:30 here on ESPN Central Texas. 8 o'clock television on the big ESPN tonight. The other game is, let's see, it's TCU and somebody. It is TCU at Tech tonight, and that is 8 o'clock on ESPN2. So TCU at Tech this evening, two Big 12 games, both tipping at 8 o'clock this evening. All right, off and running on this Monday. Glad you're with us. Hope you like hearing about basketball because we're talking a lot of basketball right now. We've got some other things, and we're glad you're with us. We'll let you hear from let's talk women's basketball when we come. Hey, more basketball. Let's talk women's basketball when we come back. Lady Bears win on the road at K-State. Talk about that and more when we come back. We're glad you're with us on this Monday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. How you feeling, man? You weren't here on Friday. You okay?
I'm all right. I'm
getting
better.
You're playing hurt, aren't you? More than hurt.
That's more than hurt.
Oh, gosh. Well, glad you're here. We missed
you
on Friday.
That's good to
take
be back.
A break and be right back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore is at 4541 West Waco Drive. And
where Waco gets engaged.
Tune in tonight for Baylor Bear Basketball with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The top-ranked Bears back in action tonight in Austin against the University of Texas. 7:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's an 8 p.m. tip-off tonight from Austin for Baylor, Texas, Big 12 basketball.
Follow the Bears all season long here on the flagship station for Baylor Bear Basketball.
Wake up, Waco. It's your financial update with the team from Lovett & Associates. Today, we're here with Eric Lovett and Jeremy Masick. Eric, many investors are familiar with the traditional financial model of asset allocation, but most are not familiar with the model that's more appropriate to get us through retirement, income allocation.
Simply stated, income allocation is designating a portion of your assets to provide for your retirement income and then actually forming a plan to know exactly how this money will accomplish producing that income. It is the reason you saved. Putting in place a precise plan that gives you the confidence to retire.
Jeremy, why is having an income allocation a specific advantage over the traditional accumulation and growth model?
Income allocation sets forth a written structure to help meet income needs that we may have in retirement. When you've worked for 30, 40 years and you've accumulated this lump sum and you don't have a strategy for taking an income from it, that can lead you to deplete that a lot quicker than you might think. An income allocation plan is very important because we need to know how much we need in retirement, and what is the most efficient way to generate that income using everything that we've worked so hard to save for. The paycheck is really the bottom line. That is your income plan prior to retirement. You know, your paycheck is what you look forward to, and how much is going into your 401k is the secondary thought. And that's what we want to help people do every single day, is recreate that sustainable, predictable income in retirement, and also take the risk of running out of money off the table.
For your complimentary income allocation strategy design, or to request your copy of the authoritative book, Income Allocation, pick up the phone and give Lovett and Associates a call. 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a broker dealer, and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity. Investments in securities do not offer a fixed rate of return. Principal yield and or share price will fluctuate with changes in market conditions. And when sold or redeemed, you may receive more or less than originally invested. No system or financial planning strategy can guarantee future results.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
It's Matt Moses Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy Truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
This Valentine's, you could get her flowers, you could get her chocolates, or you could get her jewelry. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers, why not get her all three? Free flowers and free chocolates with all diamond jewelry purchases, $99 and up. And with any gentleman gifts, we'll throw in a free men's necktie for your night out with a purchase of $99 and up. Now through February 14th, only at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, where Waco gets engaged. 4541 West Waco Drive.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Monday morning. Yeah, feeling stronger every day. Garrett, hope you are as well. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Proud to let you know, if you don't know already, that Amanda Cunningham is number one in the group. And that is a large group of Caldwell Banker Realtors, number one in Waco as well. So she obviously knows her job, knows the business, does very well at it, very relational. And we would push you to her Facebook page for contact information. Contact Amanda. Just look search on Facebook, Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker, Apex Realtor, and I think you'd like the results you would get from that. We're also brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Hey, a reminder again, Baylor, Texas, basketball tonight in Austin. If you are a member of the Baylor Club through Club Corps, how about going to the UT Club prior to the game tonight? I don't think I'll be doing that, but some of you might want to enjoy a wonderful pregame Cajun-style buffet, cocktails, and a complimentary shuttle to the Irwin Center and back. That is all part of your membership to the Baylor Club. Buffet opens at 6 tonight. Shuttles begin at 7. Tip off at 8. That is the University of Texas Club in Austin. Again, another benefit, as if all the great benefits here in Waco at the Baylor Club aren't enough. Here is an extra benefit. You could visit the University of Texas Club tonight. Now, here's you don't call the regular number in Waco. Call this number, the club line, at 800-433-5079, 800-433-5079, to receive your full travel benefits and maybe check things out in Austin at the UT Club tonight prior to Baylor, Texas. So, Garrett, the general manager here of the Baylor Club is Mike Mosel.
Right.
Great guy. He just does such a great job and has a great staff there at the Baylor Club. He was actually in Austin at the UT Club prior to coming to Waco. So he's got a good, you know, he's got his finger on the pulse, good comparison between the two. And I'm not going to say he likes one over the other. I think I know which one he likes better.
Preferably,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this game is right up Mike's alley. Mike may be going to Austin tonight and visit old friends at the UT Club and then come right back here to the Baylor Club. But again, Mike and his staff do a great job. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com, thebaylorclub.com. Or you can always call for reservations or to ask any questions you might have. 254-710-8080 is the number for the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, women's basketball on Saturday. Lady Bears win in Manhattan over Kansas State. 54-50 was the final score. Coach Mulkey, not too pleased with the performance. Certainly, I'm sure, pleased with the win, but maybe not so much with the performance. Maybe of both teams, the way it turned out. But a win for the Lady Bears on the road. Here is, we got this, Kim Mulkey, after the game on Saturday, the 14-point win over Kansas State.
I'd like to tell you it was their defense, but I don't think it was. I'd like to tell you our defense was great, too. Don't think it was. Just an ugly game. I think you're in February. It's the grind of the season. You know, you're in the second half of the Big 12 now, and kids are trying hard. It just happens. And that was tough to coach and tough to watch, I'm sure, for the fans.
Kim Mulkey, post-game Saturday, 54-50 over Kansas State. Lady Bears run their record to 21-1. They are 10-0 in Big 12 conference play. They remain two games clear of the field, two games ahead of TCU in second at 8-2. And it's TCU that plays in Waco this Wednesday evening at 7.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
You know, TCU's a really solid team, senior laden, and you know they're going to come in here. It's always a rivalry matchup. So they're going to want to try to steal one on the road.
Yep, so that's Wednesday. Next up for the Lady Bears, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center, the broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas, beginning at 6:30. Television on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Other games from the weekend, this is women's basketball, Big 12. Iowa State won at home over OU, 63-59. TCU won on the road at Kansas, 87-74. So TCU, as we said, in second place at 8-2 in the Big 12. Baylor won at K-State 54-40, and Oklahoma State won at home over West Virginia 60-57. Those games were Saturday. On Sunday, yesterday, Texas beat Tech in Lubbock 81-66, the final score. So Texas remains in third place in the league standings. They are 7-3. So that is the Big 12. On the women's side coming out of the weekend, the Lady Bears continue to roll, and another big game for them coming up on Wednesday, hosting second place TCU, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. A couple other notes to mention to you. Baylor softball through the weekend ended up going 2-2 in the games that actually counted. They played the USA national team. That's only an exhibition game. Lost to Team USA. And that's not a bad thing, right?
No, not at all.
I mean, you want Team USA to do well.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to judge where you're at.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you play that game.
That's a perfect way to see where you're at and what your abilities are going to be going forward.
Baylor got off to a great start to the tournament. They beat 23rd ranked, who was it? Not Missouri. Who did they beat in that opening game? It was Friday morning. And so they won that game, and then they beat Louisville. So they won their two games on Friday. Saturday, lost to Missouri. Run Rule lost to Missouri, and then lost to Team USA. And then yesterday, they lost to Missouri State, game that was shortened because of travel by both teams. So they end up 2-2 through the weekend. Now scheduled to play their home opener tomorrow night at Getterman Stadium, but that has been pushed to Thursday. So the change has already been made. They'll play at 5 o'clock on Thursday. That's against Abilene Christian, because if you've looked ahead at the weather, you know tomorrow is not going to be very good for an outdoor sport.
No, not at all. And we need the rain, but yeah, you definitely don't want to try to play softball in it.
No. So, again, if you were planning on going to Getterman Stadium tomorrow night, just put that on hold. Thursday at 5, softball will play host to Abilene Christian in their home opener for the year. It was Auburn that first game that they beat. Really good win, 23rd ranked Auburn. So season is underway for Baylor softball. They are 2-2, and again, the game scheduled for tomorrow has been pushed to Thursday at 5 p.m., the home opener against Abilene Christian. What else? Baylor baseball opens the season coming up this week. They will play a three-game series at home against Nebraska this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the baseball season opening series at Baylor Ballpark.
Yeah, and I know they're ready to get the season over to start and try to overshadow all the
right
events that have come out.
Yeah, the news late last week, the suspensions of 14 players for hazing. That doesn't mean these first games, it'll be 14 players. They'll stagger that for some competitive balance against Nebraska. So they'll stagger that, and I don't know the exact way. That has not been made public yet, the way they'll stagger those suspensions. But tough news there as the Bears prepare to open the new season. But looking forward to the start of it against Nebraska, three-game series this weekend at Baylor Ballpark, 6:30 Friday, 3 o'clock Saturday, and I think it's 1 o'clock on Sunday for the Bears and the Huskers. So that's baseball. Acrobatics and tumbling wins over the weekend. Equestrian lost a tough one on the road at 7th-ranked TCU. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, look at Baylor basketball back in action tonight. Coming off the win over Oklahoma State in Austin to play the University of Texas tonight. We'll look at that when we come back. John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red beet potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil season. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red beet potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Your CBD store, the only designated CBD store in Central Texas, located in Hewitt. We've created a warm, inviting space where you can feel comfortable asking the questions you've wanted to ask about CBD. Every product has independent lab testing available. Our staff is here to help you find an award-winning product that's right for you. Come see for yourself and get back to being you. Visit us at your CBD store on Hewitt Drive next to Cafe Cappuccino.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Maggard Bookkeeping of Waco has been helping Central Texans with their taxes for more than 20 years. The number one ranked Baylor men's basketball takes their 20-game winning streak into Austin to face the Longhorns tonight. Here's head coach Scott Drew's thoughts on if playing the Longhorns for a second time this season helps in the preparation for tonight's game.
Well, I think it helps both teams, and teams are familiar with each other, and then the tougher thing is with short turnarounds, you just can't put in as many counters or things you might want to change up or mix up.
Baylor versus UT tips off from Austin at 8 p.m. on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Rockets fell to the Jazz on a buzzer-beating three-pointer, 114-113. Tonight, the Mavs will host the Jazz at 7:30, and the Spurs, they're in Denver, taking on the Nuggets at 8 p.m. And the Dallas Renegades lost their XFL debut to the St. Louis Battlehawks 15-9.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us on this Monday morning, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, coming out of Q's Sports Center there. He mentions the XFL. Did you spend any time on the XFL this weekend?
I watched every game. I'm not going to lie. I did. I enjoyed it.
You seriously did?
I did. Okay. I sat and watched every game.
What was it like? Because I saw not one second of it.
It's different. I think you can definitely tell the quarterback play is subpar compared to the NFL. Obviously, I like a lot of the rule changes. The option, like when you score a touchdown, there is no field goal. You get go from, I think it's like the 5... Was it the 5, the 10, or whatever? Anyway, you have an option of getting 1 point, 2 point, or 3 point.
Interesting.
And then, like, the kickoff, I think, is really brilliant. You have the guys are, like, 10 yards apart on the 35.
Okay.
And then, so you have the kicker back at normal, where traditional kickoff would be.
Right.
And he has to kick it. And if he doesn't kick it past the 20, then it's a penalty.
Oh.
And the opposing team will get it on the 45 of the opponent.
Wow.
But it brings back the kickoff in a safer environment, because once the receiver catches it, then everybody can engage and they're 10 yards apart instead of like a 40-yard sprint.
To that head start,
so it sets it up. It's fun. I don't know. It's just you get a lot of insight. The coaches, you hear them talking and communicating with the players instead of just the quarterback having the ability to hear the sideline. It's all playmakers do. So you get that. And when they have to go to a review, you get to go to the booth and see that process. It's fun. It's different, but it's not too drastic of a change.
I got you. All right.
I enjoyed it. There was a lot of Baylor players, actually.
Really? Yeah.
The Los Angeles team had, was it Ahmad Dixon and Jay McClendon and Oakman were on there. Okay. And then Drew Galitz had a big game yesterday punting for, I think it's St. Louis. I might be lying on that one.
But, how about that? Good. And what was it? Where'd you watch it? Like, who has TV for this?
That's the brilliant thing. I think that's one of the is they have ESPN has TV rights, ABC has TV rights,
okay.
Fox has TV rights.
Huh.
So they rotate the games. So like on Saturday, one of the games was on ABC and one was on Fox, and then Sunday it was I want to say it was Fox and then ESPN.
Hmm.
So they I guess they'll determine which is going to carry the teams, and they'll rotate them like that. And another thing I liked was because the league is so small, you only have eight teams, so you have the ability to watch every team. Whereas yeah. like in the NFL, you can go a whole year, and if you don't have like the NFL access thing, the ticket, Sunday ticket, then you might go the whole year and not see a team play, like the Bengals. You're not going to see them. Not that you would want to see them, but, you know. But it's just different little aspects of it.
Interesting.
It's fun.
All right, sounds good. May have to check that out. I didn't see 1 second of it over the weekend. I watched every minute of the Oscars last night, though. I don't know why. But we started watching it, the red carpet show, at 6 o'clock, and there wasn't anything else on that we wanted to see, really, right. So we just left it on. Terry fell asleep, but I watched it from start to finish last night, which I don't think I've ever done before. And it wasn't because I was really interested right. in, you know, a particular movie or actor or actress, but just kind of had it on. And then I got stuck, and so I wanted to see who won Best Picture.
Right.
So I stayed till the very end, that last one.
I didn't watch any of it. The one thing I wish I would have seen, and, you know, I can go back on YouTube or whatever, but was the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
And Shauna bringing, what's his name out, because, you know, with him having Down syndrome, yeah. being the first person to ever come out. And it's just, that's a movie that our family has been wanting to see with my son.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything. So I thought that was a really neat aspect of it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So he came out as a presenter, right?
Yes.
With Shia LaBeouf?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. And it was good. I mean, Shia LaBeouf played it really well. He was there for support, but he just gave him a second to get his words out. And it was really good. I mean, it was very touching.
Yeah, that's one of those. We've been wanting to see that movie, so I'm glad that he was able to do that.
Parasite was the winner of Best Picture, and they cleaned up last night, man.
I've never heard of it.
Hadn't heard of it before the Oscars, so I don't know if I'll put that one on the list or not.
The only one I know, was it Martin Scorsese got an award, and The Irishman is phenomenal.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, it is really, really good. That's one that you can watch on Netflix.
That was up there, yeah. That one had a lot of nominations for sure. Bombshell, Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers, The Neighborhood, I think is the name of it. That one was there. Tom Hanks was sitting front row. So it's kind of fun to watch. So again, it shows me how many of those movies I have not seen. There's very few of them.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is for me. Is like I'm not really a big movie person. I've tried to watch more lately, but it would be like 90% that I have not heard of or not seen.
That's me too. All right, back to basketball. Baylor winners Saturday over Oklahoma State, 78-70 over Oklahoma State to remain undefeated in Big 12 conference play. Now back on the road tonight in Austin to play the University of Texas. Here, courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, is Coach Drew's postgame with Pat Nunley and I on Saturday.
Coach, had them all the way.
Well, I tell you, their best offense was putting us to the free throw line to the very end of the game. Yeah. So that's something that it's amazing. When you're on, you're on, and when you're off, you're off. And we got some really good free throw shooters, and them front ends and one-on-ones, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot. But I think, first of all, free throws are contagious. And second thing is, with that, Nunley, you can probably help with that. I don't know if it's pressure being number one, fatigue of February, but I just know when those first couple shooters go the line, I'm praying they go in, baby. Because we've been, and maybe the other thing is we just need people yelling at us.
Yeah.
So most of the time on the road this year, we've been pretty good except the last game.
Yep. Oklahoma State, man, they battled. I mean, they're much better than their record would indicate.
Well, all right. First of all, this is the Big 12.
Gotcha.
Six straight years, the number one conference in the country. It's never because of one school. It's never because of two schools. It's never because of three schools. It's because 10, 9, 8, and 7 are beasts. And in the non-conference, Oklahoma State was a monster. They had one of their players get mono. That really affected them. And now he's back, and they're back to playing pretty well. But, I mean, what, they beat Ole Miss by 50 or 40?
Yeah.
I mean,
held so, this 37.
Is, so this is a really good team. They just they've gotten off track. And in the Big 12, you can be a really good team and lose a couple one-possession games. And that's where coaches, I mean, we know this. We don't even look at the records. Right. Everybody's good.
Right.
Again, six straight years. I mean, that's like unheard of.
Yeah.
You know? So with that, last year they beat us here, senior night.
Yeah. Well, Coach, and says a lot for your team. You don't make free throws. They score 22 second chance points. You guys win by 8.
And that's, I don't know if it's just matchups, but that's twice now we've they've out-rebounded us. And with that, I mean, we did have 15. They had 13. We just didn't convert very well. We only had 13 points. They had 22. So we got to do better because at the end of the day, that's why we've been really successful. Sometimes matchups just don't work. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, but we can get better at blocking out. And you don't have much practice time because you got a quick turnaround, but I'm sure we'll show a couple of these clips on film.
Yeah, I bet you do. You guys seem to make big plays. You got a knack for big plays, and Jared seems to be the guy that wants the ball on the offensive end, but both sides, I mean, you're going to win a close game like this, you got to make some big plays.
Well, I thought Davion challenged a three, yep, and most people give up on the play, yep, and stay out. He sprinted back in, which is what we teach, but we don't always get. And because of that, we get a foul. That's a huge play. Jared Butler gets a great defensive play, and that leads to another chance for us to get the ball. We'd say, I think, the dunk by Mark and Maceo, you know. And it all starts with defense, starts with rebounding. And tonight we weren't as good as we have been. Credit Oklahoma State. The other thing is, again, for Baylor fans, it was so important you being here and the energy you give us, because – at the end of the day, think about it. We keep talking about it. How many teams, how many people have beaten the number one team? I mean, you're talking about 0.001%, because most people don't play a number one team, and if they do play them, they don't beat them. And so you only get maybe, what, 7 teams a year to beat a number one team out of 353. And that, so everybody is fired up. Everybody's excited. And you're getting everybody's A game, and you can't have a B, you can't have a B plus, you can't have an A minus. And so credit our guys for rising to the challenge, but really credit our fans too, because we need their help at home to protect the home court. And again, please do not look at the records. This is college basketball. If you never know anything about college basketball, check the scores every night in the parity, and you will see upsets because there's so many transfers, there's so many ones and done, there are 353 schools, there's so many people playing college basketball. Trust me, I wish it was only 7 or 8 or 10 good teams and we could win every game by 30 or 40. But I know you like exciting games, and I know I lose hair for it. So keep coming. We really appreciate you.
Great crowd today. Another quick turnaround for you. Got to play on the road in Austin on Monday.
Yep, and I know with us, these quick turnarounds are really important that they get the rest and the hydration, and we've been blessed to have guys that really buy in with trying to make sure their bodies are taken care of.
Coach, thanks for the visit. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, Baylor fans. Really appreciate you today.
That's Scott Drew, postgame with Pat and I on Saturday, courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. And as he mentioned, back in action tonight in Austin against the University of Texas. Here is UT coach Shaka Smart following their loss, a disappointing loss. Texas led by as much as 16, lost by 5 to Texas Tech on Saturday in Austin.
Win. Just win. I mean, we talked about a lot coming into this game, you know, particularly with Texas Tech being coming into this game one game ahead of us in the standings. You know, our guys are very aware of, you know, kind of where we stand and what we need to do. You know, I think our job as coaches is to make them aware of that. But you have to be the best you can be in the moment and try to win. And if you win the game, then you put yourself in a better position. If you don't, then it's even more urgency to win the next game. So that's where we are right now. And obviously in this league, you get a lot of really good opportunities. Monday will be that. But when it's a great opportunity, that means it's also a really, really good team. It means you got to play at a high level for 40 minutes. And that's something that, as a group, as a team, as a program, you know, our guys, all of us need to own.
Shaka Smart, head coach at the University of Texas. They are 4-6 in Big 12 play coming into the game tonight. But as Coach Drew said, you just heard him say it. He told us post-game Saturday, don't even look at the records. Just throw the records out. And this will be tough in Austin tonight. Baylor with that number one target on their back. coming in, and we'll have the broadcast tonight beginning at 7:30, tip off at 8 here on ESPN Central Texas television on ESPN TV tonight.
I like the comment that Drew made about the number one teams and how few teams actually have the opportunity to play them, and when you do, to knock them off. And it's something that I know, but when you hear it like that and you put it in a perspective, because you really do, you have like a pocket of 7 or 8 teams that in certain conferences that will have an opportunity. You know, once you get to the tournament, you might have a better shot of having a non-Power 5 team get that opportunity. But yeah, it's like a selective shot at getting knocking off a number one team.
That's a good point. Texas all time is 0-10 against AP top number one teams. They beat somebody, I'd have to look back, that was number one in the coaches' polls. They've got that one win, but otherwise 0-10 against teams that are ranked number one in the AP poll.
And that's good motivation. I mean, if you need any more motivation, you could use that.
Yeah, there's plenty of motivation for sure. So we'll be in Austin for that game tonight. Hope you can join us for the broadcast. Also, TCU at Texas Tech tonight, 8 o'clock. It's on ESPN2. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, the day of the day and birthdays for the day. Wait a minute. We've got a big birthday to share with you. It's somebody in this room, and it's not me. So we'll share that with you when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show returns in just a moment, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a dark ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
You want reliable service with reasonable pricing? Then check out Waco Shuttle U, a new transportation service in town as a park-and-ride shuttle service. Waco Shuttle U offers 2 daily round-trip shuttle rides to Dallas Love Field and 2 daily round-trip shuttle rides to Bergstrom in Austin. They'll meet in the parking lot outside JCPenney's at Richland Mall. Experienced and courteous drivers, some active duty and retired police officers, who will take you to the lower level ground transportation and pick you up at the same location. They offer quick, reliable, hassle-free cost, efficient travel, charge $49 for a one-way trip. Waco Shuttle U, your back-and-forth travel solution to cut down the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling. So reserve your airport shuttle to Love Field in Dallas or Bergstrom in Austin with Waco Shuttle U. Find them online at Waco Shuttle U with the letter U.com. That's Waco Shuttle U. 254-237-3302.
Hey guys, what month is it?
Month.
What's your favorite month?
Chocolate.
What's your favorite month?
Chocolate.
That's Sequoia Family Ford. Come save on our full line of trucks and SUVs, including the F-Series and the all-new Ford Escape.
Don't miss Truck Month going on now at Sequoia Family Ford, where our family makes the difference.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the Waco Hippodrome. Bring your loved one to enjoy a prefix dinner with a live violinist and beautiful views of downtown Waco. And they still have a few tickets left to the Mortician's Valentine's Day dinner and show on February 14th, plus a Robin Williams comedy tribute with David Bourne on February 20th. Be sure to catch a movie, Birds of Prey, now playing. Tickets at WacoHippodromeTheater.com. Try the Raleigh Diner for dinner before the show.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Maggard Bookkeeping of Waco has been helping Central Texans with their taxes for more than 20 years. The number one ranked Baylor men's basketball takes their 20-game winning streak into Austin to face the Longhorns tonight. Here's head coach Scott Drew's thoughts on if playing the Longhorns for a second time this season helps in the preparation for tonight's game.
Well, I think it helps both teams, and teams are familiar with each other, and then the tougher thing is with short turnarounds, you just can't put in as many counters or things you might want to change up or mix up.
Baylor versus UT tips off from Austin at 8 p.m. on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Rockets fell to the Jazz on a buzzer-beating three-pointer, 114-113. Tonight, the Mavs will host the Jazz at 7:30, and the Spurs, they're in Denver, taking on the Nuggets at 8 p.m. And the Dallas Renegades lost their XFL debut to the St. Louis Battlehawks 15-9.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Monday. Do appreciate you tuning in this morning. Thanks for listening here on ESPN Central Texas. Matt Mosley coming up top of the hour. He'll carry it until noon. Noon to 3 is Unnecessary Roughness. 3 to 6 is You Make the Call. We'll be back with you tonight, 7:30 from Austin. Pre-game show, Baylor and Texas. Big Monday from the capital city tonight. 8 o'clock tip-off for the Bears, number 1 in the nation, versus the University of Texas. Day of the day today, Garrett tells me, is National Umbrella Day. Could be a factor. Rain possible today. A lot of rain, very possible tomorrow also.
Yeah, I could definitely come in handy. And could you think of like a more useful item that is neglected than an umbrella?
That's a really good point.
Because I mean, they're very beneficial, but I don't know anybody who like uses them on a consistent basis.
Right, that's true. That's exactly right. It always seems like, I mean, I own a couple of umbrellas, but I never have them when
exactly.
I need them. They're either in my office or in the car, and I'm the other place. So happy National Umbrella Day today. All right, that's important, yes, but let's move on to birthdays, shall we? And today, top of the list, our own Garrett Ross. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, J-Mo.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate
you didn't
that.
We went 45 minutes and you never mentioned it until I started looking at the list.
Yeah.
You were going to let it slide by, weren't you?
I was going to let it slide by.
What if I had said, what if I had not said it and I said, do you have any birthdays today?
I would have said no.
Well, very humble of you, but happy birthday to you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry I don't have a gift to give you.
That's all good.
Day late, maybe tomorrow. There'll be something tomorrow.
All right. You insist.
I do insist.
Okay.
And I'm sorry it's going to be a day late. But happy birthday to you, Garrett. How
Thank
many
you.
For you?
35.
35. All right. I remember 35. So happy birthday to Garrett. Top of the list, Jake Roy of Chick-fil-A fame. Today's Jake's birthday here in Waco. Kristen Hankins with our Spirit and Traditions at Baylor. Today's Kristen's birthday. Our friend Brad Strickland here in Waco. Today's Brad's birthday. Happy birthday to him. Val McKenzie, Mike McKenzie's better half. Val's birthday is today. Boy, it's a big day. Look on down the list here. That's all I have for today. Anybody to add, Garrett?
I have none.
Besides yourself. All right, let me go back to yesterday just because there's some good ones here, and it was a Sunday and we weren't here. Mike Morrison's birthday was yesterday. Who else did I notice that I want to mention? Jerry Nye's birthday was yesterday. A lot of folks know Jerry. Lauren Sanderson works in the Bee Association. Her birthday was yesterday. Back to Saturday, Larry Little's birthday was on Saturday. Jared Mathis here in Waco. A lot of folks know Jared, know the Mathis family. Jared's birthday was Saturday, so don't want that to slip by without mention. So that's all I've got to mention to you. But Garrett Ross, top of the list. Happy birthday to you today. Big 3-5.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make sure Steven knows that when he comes in.
Okay.
I don't know what he'll do with it, but I'm going to make sure he knows about it.
He probably won't do much.
Happy birthday to you. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day. Hope you get feeling better, too.
I appreciate that.
All right, we're going to move out of here. Matt Mosley up next, 10 to noon for the Matt Mosley Show here on ESPN Central Texas. Again, we'll talk to you tonight from Austin on the air at 7:30, tip off at 8 for the Bears and the Longhorns. Big Monday, the broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas Television on ESPN. And Lord willing, we'll all talk about it tomorrow in the 9 a.m. hour. Thanks for being with us. Happy birthday, Garrett. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley is coming up next.
Mic test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, test 1, 2, test 1, 2.